back. This is Deanna Spingola's show. And here on RBN, I'm filling in. I'm Clint Richardson. As far as the subject at hand, I'm going to defer people to a very important book written by one of the preeminent scholars and most respected scholars on the subject, whose name is John Glad, G-L-A-D. He wrote a book called Jewish Eugenics. And the title of that is very important because that's what the concept of Judaism actually is a eugenics club. And his final, after he goes through and disproves everything that they say, you know, that you've heard, here's what he says. He says, Jews equal members of a cultural and breeding alliance. Now, in the Bible, the tribe of Shem, Noah's son, the word Shem means name. And so if you have a culture and breeding alliance, you basically respect the name. In other words, like the bloodlines, right? So they keep track of their heraldry, etc. And that's basically why I say all the royal families are Jews. He says, he dispels all the false things that we are told or we think. Modern Jews are not ancient Jews. Jews equal the invention of the anti-Semite. Jews, anyone who says he is. Jew is not equal to race, and race is not equal to Judaism. Jews do not equal a race. It just goes on and on. And he just dispels all possible things that Jews do not equal Judaism. A Jew has nothing to do with Judaism, has nothing to do with matrilineal or from the mother, etc. Has nothing to do with any of that. And all it is, again, the preeminent scholar, members of a cultural and breeding alliance, which fully and utterly describes the royal families. It describes the notion of the right of return, etc. And none of this has to do with race, religion, or anything else. It is strictly a cultural and breeding alliance. And that's the difference between what a Jew is and what a Christian or a true Christian, a follower of Christ, would be. Now, the Israelite would be one, again, who follows the law of God. And if you fall from that, then you're a Jew. That's the way the Bible, at least the way that I read the Bible, that's what it apparently says. And that's why the notion of a Jewish Jesus, for instance, when there really is no such thing as a Jew, he was not part of the secular world, and that was the whole point.
Sort of where you thought they got their power. You referenced the book of Eli, so from the Bible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So if you take the Bible and you take all the bad parts, there's a lot of stuff in there that people don't like about controlling people, about war, about killing people for doing really, small things. So what he did in that movie, since he remembered the power of religion since before things went awry and got destroyed, he took the Bible. He was looking for the Bible. He taught nobody to read. And all he did was say, go get a bunch of books, right? So they all went and they got as many books as they could, hoping that they'd get the right book, because he wouldn't even tell them which book he was looking for, because he didn't want them to have the power, the power of free will, the power of the knowledge of God, basically, the knowledge of how to be free, which is what the Bible is. It's the foundation of all systems of law in the quote-unquote white nations, if you will, right? So it was even said to be part of the common law of Pennsylvania, and the Philadelphians were bad people in the Bible. That's why they called it Philadelphia. So you got to understand, this guy was looking for that Bible so he could use it to control people like the church and the state. He wasn't looking right at it to and the other the good guy was trying to. He had a copy of the Bible, but he was trying to bring it to some place where they could print it and distribute it so that people could learn once again how to govern themselves, because all that knowledge was gone. So if it falls into the wrong hands, which of course it did, the kings and the popes and all that, and they restrict the knowledge from the people who, for the most part in history, were always illiterate, could not, certainly could not speak the Latin, the priest language, right? Well, then you've got a tool. If you know what makes people free and those people don't, you're going to hold that over them, right? So the Jew, which I'm saying is these people, the royal bloodlines, the people in power, those who've fallen, you know, those Babylonians, basically, who have created this secular system and just utterly ruined religious freedom, they're using the Bible against us by keeping it from us, by translating it into what's called dog Latin or the English language, the Latin grammatical set to the English language, so that we can never actually understand what the Bible says, and that's our problem. We suffer from a lack of knowledge because we can't get the knowledge, unless you do what I do, which is sit here all day, all night, till 3 a.m, looking at every single word to see what it means, which is why I wrote my book, you know? So that's the power. The power is to have knowledge and keep it from other people. And the Bible is a book of knowledge. It was a book of truth told in metaphorical, allegorical stories, which every culture in the world does, you know? Every culture has mythical stories to teach moral law and moral, you know, moral way of life. So it shouldn't be a surprise that the Bible is also metaphorical in almost every way.
So what about pre-biblical times? Do you, what's your take on the history of man? How old is man? How old has man been on the earth?
Well,
and
that would be sophism. That would be a mentality where I claim to have godlike knowledge. I would never do so. So the best answer I can give you is I don't know, and I never will know.
And things just are going to remain a mystery.
Why do
All
I
right,
well,
right
know
on that, what is your take on...
Plus, you mentioned time. I don't believe in pre- or post-biblical times. I believe that the Bible is timeless. The story itself is timeless. It does not need to be put into man's or the Roman history timeline, which is, of course, different than the Jewish timeline. Very different, and it's used to control us. Again, I don't believe in time as a construct created by man. I don't believe there were biblical times as much as there are only biblical times in all time. Does that make sense?
That's a tough concept, but I think that if you look at the history that they're trying to hide from us, that we've been around for a long time, that man's been around for a long time. I mean, there's lots of evidence that we've had technology that is equal to or greater than what we've had right now before. It seems like it's the rise and fall of mankind. Every time we start to get knowledge, every time an apocalypse comes along,
and that's the point,
they wipe us out again, and they keep the knowledge. They go underground or go somewhere, and they keep the knowledge, and then we...
Well, and that's the trick, isn't it? Because that's what he was trying to do in the movie. He was trying to reorganize culture under his purview and with his interpretation of biblical things, the knowledge that he would keep from everybody else to create a new society that ultimately would have to go through the same cyclical nature. That's why, you know, the notion of revolution, think about a revolution. What is a revolution? A revolution is something that happens again. It revolves. It keeps coming and going and going and coming and going, right? You don't want a revolution. You want change. You want to go back to nature where there is no change, where there is no revolution. There's no need for it because you're not respecting lies and powerful men, the titles, the flattering titles, the persons, the status. That's what you have to do. But
so right on that prefix of re, what's your take on reincarnation?
I don't have a take on reincarnation. Honestly, I think it's a fascinating story. But I don't know. And if you're not saying I don't know to things that aren't self-evident, then you've got a problem. That's why I say don't bring faith-based arguments or beliefs. If you don't know, you don't know. And if you believe something that you don't know that is not self-evident, then there's a problem. And God, Jehovah, is defined in all the concordances, all the writings I've ever found, all the dictionaries, everything. God, Jehovah is defined as that which is self-evident, the truth. the universe, nature itself, that is, including us. So for me to say I believe or I don't believe in Jehovah or God is saying I don't believe in existence. It's like it's a ridiculous notion, atheism and stuff. If you don't know the meaning of the word, and I'm not saying, keep in mind that I'm saying that was the intention of the authors of the Bible. If you want to believe something else, that's fine. I'm talking about the Bible itself and what the authors of the Bible considered as God, the highest form of the word, the sovereign of the universe, basically. And it was the universe itself. Creation and the creator are the same, in other words. But the church must separate those two things and make God not part of nature, somehow outside of nature, outside of the universe, which actually makes no sense. See, okay. That's how you control people, is that you separate, not only separate God from the universe, which is the definition of Jehovah, but you separate man from nature, because nature is God.
What's your email? I've probably taken enough of your time on here.
Sure. Temporary insanity. Actually, Clint@strawmanstory is easier. Clint@strawmanstory.com.
I'll get back in touch with you. Good talking to you.
Sounds good, man. Thanks. Again, I'm really trying not to give my opinion in all of this, and I remind you that when I talk, I'm really strictly speaking in terms of intention of the authors of these things. So again, if I'm talking about legal law, I'm going to speak from the intention of the authors of legal law, i.e. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. If I'm speaking about the Bible, I'm going to speak from the intention of the writers of the Bible. And in my opinion, the Bible, in its present form and translation, specifically, in my understanding, is specifically and 100% opposed to the legal system, the legal law of man, God's law and man's law. So when I look at these two things, that's how I think of them. They are completely diametrically opposed, and I'm going to speak from that disposition, that perspective. I don't want you to think that anything I'm saying is my opinion. It is not my opinion that Jehovah is the universe. That's how it's defined and was intended so that when you read the Bible, you can understand what the hell is going on, what they're talking about. When they say and that Jesus Christ is the law of God, personified, anthropomorphized into a man, so that, I mean, they're not going to make Jesus Christ, for instance, into a horse or a skunk. How do you follow a skunk? You can't speak, right? It's not part of man's world. It's not able to be a part of the law, so it would be irrelevant. So, of course, Jesus Christ is a man, because that's what you're supposed to follow, because it's you. And that's so important to understand. That is the intent of the authors of the Bible, and that is the intent of the old Indian stories. That is the intent of the Greek mythology and the Roman mythology. They all have a purposeful meaning. And if you start putting your own meaning to things, especially to the legal system, if you say that you know what a legal word means and you don't, you're going to make a mistake, and it's going to come back to bite you on the ass. And if you don't know the name of God and the meaning of that name, well, then the Bible is useless to you. If you're externalizing God from nature, it's worthless to you, because you can't. It's the foundation of everything, the foundation of law. Let's go to Alan. Alan in North Dakota. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Clint. I guess the previous caller, I guess you don't have a radio show anymore.
No, I'm full time delving into all this other stuff. So,
okay. And where in the Bible does it reference pharmacopoeia, as you spoke of earlier?
It's the word. It says I'm going from memory here. The great men will conquer the nations through sorcery. If you look up the word sorcery. Sorcery mm-hmm. is a translation from the word pharmacopoeia in the Greek, I believe it is. So or the Latin. So when it says they will use sorcery against you, that it actually says pharmacopoeia, drugs, etc. And it says great men, or it means powerful men, men of power. So if you look up the word sorcery.
So the word pharmacopoeia is not in the Bible.
All right, well, I'll look it up real quick if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let me find it here. What else you got to say while I do this?
That was my
it's important, question, you know.
Is pharmacopoeia in Strong's Concordance?
Okay, but there was a certain man called Simon. This is Acts 8:9. There's a certain man called Simon, which before in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Let me see if that's the right word. Called Simon, sorcery. No, that's not it. Sorry. To practice magic, to use sorcery. Oh, come on, I gotta find it. Sorry. Oh, sorcery. I thought it was sorcery. Maybe I'm wrong. I can go into my book actually and find it. If what else you got to say, and I'll do that in background.
Well, that was basically it. I'm just intrigued by the word pharmacopoeia.
Yeah, it's
fascinating. We are being drugged to death, literally.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so important to know what these words mean, because they are warnings. They are not from a certain time. They are, again, all times. They're warnings of what will happen if you, let all this crap that's happening to us happen. So let me see. Oh, it's so important. I want to find it. Hang on. Pharmacology. So the caduceus, which is the doctor's symbol, you know, Mercury's rod, and twisted by two serpents. Oh, come on. I know it's in here. Okay, there it is. Ancient language of the Bible, Strong's G5332 is pharmakeus, K-E-U-S, means drug, a spell-giving potion, and let's see, one who prepares or uses magical remedies, which is referring to, of course, drugs, G5332, pharmakeia.
Are you referencing Strong's Concordance when you say these numbers and letters?
Strong's Concordance, yeah. Medication, yeah. Pharmacy, pharmakeia, by extension, magic. Now, when you look up witchcraft, you're going to find the word doctor in the etymology as well. So pharmakeia refers to the use of or administration of drugs, poisoning. And all medicine is poison, by the way, from pharmacies. Sorcery, magical arts, connection with idolatry and fostered by it. A metaphor, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry, is the Strong's Concordance. And I will find the Bible verse that's from when we come back. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good.
All righty, folks. To change the bad to good. Well, we were warned we would start worshiping bad things as good and good things as bad. It's all in there, man. That's what we're doing. Here's your verse that we've been trying to find. It's actually Revelation, which of course is one could argue that we're in that part of the warning right now where all the shit is about to hit the fan. And here's what it says: "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee now." Am I supposed to believe that I am on fire because I'm a wax candle, or should I take the metaphor as the rest of the Bible is metaphoric? "And the light of the candle shall shine no more in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth." In other words, the businessmen, the government. "For by thy sorceries," G55331, meaning pharmakia, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets, of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth." In other words, us. We were found within the nations, and we are the ones being basically sorcerized, if that's a word, by pharmakia. We're the ones that are taking what the merchants, the great men of the earth — great doesn't mean great, it means powerful — because we give them power and we support them and we buy their drugs and we trust doctors, which we shouldn't, pharmakia. We will be deceived by pharmakia. Now, why does it say that? Well, again, pharmakia is magical remedies or a sorcerer. What does that come from? And there again, we have our answer when we go to the etymology of the word physician. Physician, an enchanter, one who speaks magic words, a healer, a physician. That's from the Old English and the Old Danish. One skilled in the magical arts, a leech. If you look up leech, it goes to doctor or physician because that's how they used to treat people. Here, let me put a freaking leech on you to suck out your blood. Then they started bloodletting, and that's the physician. That's the doctor. One who counsels, a charmer, an exorcist, a physician, a doctor, originally a conjurer in sub-Croatian and the old Slavonic. One who enchants or conjures, a doctor, a sorcerer from the Serbo-Croatian, a fortune teller. Only a leech was usually applied to the veterinary practices. But you get the point. This is the word doctor and physician and enchanter and magician and physician and conjurer and poisoner and sorcerer are all the same thing. The problem is we've been tricked into believing that the medical profession as it stands today is not based on this same ancient concept. And that's why you had the mental health industry. That's why you have psychiatrists creating diseases and thus pharmaceutical companies creating and patenting drugs. Drugs no good unless you can patent it because you can't charge all kinds of money. So we will be deceived and destroyed by pharmacopoeia, which again is sorcery prescribed by enchanters, in other words, physicians. So does that answer your question?
Chapter in Revelation was that?
Oh, let me go back down. Hang on a second. Revelation. Shoot, where are you? Revelation 18, 23 through 24. And that is not the only place that is used, by the way.
Okay. Well, very good, Clay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you challenging me because it refreshes my memory. Thanks, my friend.
Take care, Clay. Bye.
You too. All right. Looks like we got one more call here. Bill in the RBN hometown, Austin.
Yes, hello, my friend. How are you today? Hope you're doing well.
I'm great. I'm happy to be talking again live on the air.
We're glad you're back on the air teaching the masses once again.
Appreciate it.
Quick question. I don't know if you've done much research on, you've spoken of the private and public people, and have you done much work regarding the state citizen and the U.S. United States citizen, the difference in the two?
I have all the court cases and all the things that explain exactly what the difference is and what that means, which part of it is in my first book and part of it will be in my second book, which I don't know when I'll finish. But, essentially it's the difference between being public and private. A public U.S. citizen is a citizen of the district, which is a jurisdiction, basically, that extends over the state. And the state, what we call a state citizen, you got to understand there was no such thing as a citizen necessarily back in the before the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment was created... Well, it was created with bad intent, but it was really created to give black people, the former slaves, a status in society, and I'll expound on that in a minute here. Hold on. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, folks, welcome back. So, in answer to this question about citizenship and the notion of the difference between private and public or state. The states are the people, where the word people means state, and then there's the nation, which literally is defined as Gentile or Goyim or heathen or pagan. Ism, if you're part of the nation, means you're not governing yourself in private or under private law. And it's very important to understand there was no citizenship of the United States, because if that were true, you know how the Constitution says you must be a... It says you must be a natural-born citizen to be president of the United States. Well, that would mean that George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, John Quincy Adams, William Henry Harrison, Martin Van Buren, and Zachary Taylor would not be able to be president because they weren't born in the United States. They were English citizens, right? So the whole concept of citizenship was something that came later, and there were, you know, these are the people. They're the bloodlines. Direct descendants of the kings of England who came over here in the corporate charters under the crown and started the United States. I don't believe the stories of the revolution. I don't believe that we ever really separated. It's all crap to me. These are the Freemasons that basically started this whole thing. And you got to understand that citizenship was not really defined in any way until the 14th Amendment, which gave black persons. And black doesn't mean skin color. It means people who have tainted or not pure blood according to their genealogy, not in reality, but according to their genealogy. In other words, they're not the race of white people as defined in law, which doesn't refer to skin color. It refers to blood. That's very important to distinguish, because when you have blood right, it's very different than having a legal right, which means you don't have any recognition of blood. So one is natural and one is unnatural. That's, again, the legal versus the natural. That is what is called the right to bear arms. It is not guns. It is actually heraldry. That's why arms is capitalized, which signifies a specific kind of arms in the Second Amendment, because the only way for the people to protect themselves as private people was the right to bear their family bloodline. And that's a big, big thing that they, again, trick us with. Oh, it's guns, 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 guns. No, it's because you're not bearing your arms, your heraldry, your bloodline. That's your problem. And you've accepted legal rights. You've accepted the lowest form of citizenship, so which was given to all the freed slaves. Now, that doesn't mean that they didn't leave it open for contract, which is where the birth certificate idea came from, which was to basically, as Caesar did, tax all the common people. He, you know, by registering them, you can't tax anybody unless they're a registered lower class citizen. And therefore, the 14th Amendment citizenship that was created was left open to anybody foolish enough to put their children into it or join it themselves. That is where national citizenship comes from, is this sort of recreation of, you know, the Constitution of the United States was ratified on June 21st, 1788. Until that point, there was no United States of America, and these guys, again, were, you know, they were from England. They had technically dual citizenship the whole time, if you want to call it that. But yeah, if you read court cases, they say, you know, there was no real distinction of citizenship. There was only this notion of being naturally born. But the people who started this country couldn't claim to be natural born. So citizenship was not really a requirement in that respect, because then nobody... It would mean the next born baby would have to be president, because it's the only natural born person in the nation, right? So the notion of being private, never entering into the United States, is a default state for people that are naturally born into the states. But the nation, the United States, is a district in Washington, D.C. It is not part of the 50 states, and therefore it is a public thing, like basically being on a monopoly board where you never touch the land, as opposed to the private people who are the land owners. And one of the fallacies that's in the Truth, Patriot, whatever movement, the movement that doesn't ever move, is that you can have a lodeal title. Well, that's not true. The state, the people, the private people, which are represented by Congress and who rule over us, have a lodeal title, and they grant perfect title which used to be called fee or fee simple to people, but you can never actually have a lodeal title, because that belongs to the corporate structure, the body politic itself. And that's why the private people are still subject to eminent domain, because it's in the benefit of the people and they're part of the people. We're subject to it because we don't own anything. We have no title whatsoever. We're tenants in all cases, renters, but they are actually the landholders. And you know what? I still argue that if you want to make a change in society or in your town, your local town, find out who your landholder is, because I guarantee you someone owns the land that is a private citizen of the state. And if you want to improve things, that's who you're going to have to talk to, or do more than talk. And, you know, that's so essentially the United States was created to protect them from us, if you will.
Yes. It also appears that the right to vote and the right of suffrage are two completely different things. I don't know if you've spoken of that before or not.
Say that again?
The right of a person or someone to vote versus the right of suffrage, in other words, to elect
political office. I made a documentary, actually, on the Electoral College that explains the whole darn thing, and it's on my blog, and it's called NOTA, for president, I believe, is what I called it, NOTA, which means none of the above, and it shows how you don't actually...
The voting is called a poll, and you'll see the polls taken on the news channels and stuff, that your vote actually doesn't count, that it's purely an electoral college. Even though the term electoral college is not in the Constitution, the Congress are responsible for electing the president. Has nothing to do with the popular vote, except to say that the popular vote, the electors vote the same as the popular vote as a loss in some states, and most states. And of course, they put up the two candidates, so it doesn't matter who gets elected. But we don't elect, because the term elect means the upper class, and we are the lower class, so we only get to vote. And a vote is a prayer to God. It's a prayer to your God, your higher, whoever's in higher power than you. So to vote is to pray. To elect is to basically pass law, or give law, if you will. So the whole thing's a scam. We've never, ever elected any president as the common people, the people of the United States, people uncapitalized, referring to the common people. And that's in my documentary. It's a little different. I tried to do something a little different, but it's called NOTA for President in 2000. I don't know. I don't remember the title, and it's on my blog and it's on YouTube, but it explains the whole thing.
Do you think there are many people in this country that are electors versus the people that are just voters?
Well, Congress is the elector. However, there's a law that says Congress cannot elect. They have to assign an electorate body. So for every congressman, by the Electoral College, Congress, the congressman of that state, is it the senators? I can't remember the details. But Congress, because they can't actually elect the president, because that would be a conflict of interest, they assign who the electors are going to be. And of course, who assigns it but the political parties that we're fool enough to be members of or respect, which have nothing to do with us at all. But we participate in the Democrat or Republic, and we pretend that we vote. And they make a big media spectacle, spending billions of dollars to make us think that we're actually voting for president, when the whole time Congress elects the electors, or votes for the electors, through the political parties. And those electors, who, in my opinion, I won't say it's a sure thing, are probably private people who are in some kind of trust situation, so participating in the United States, but not in it. So Congress elects the electors. The electors are responsible for putting the president in, and the popular vote is taken into consideration, but it's still just a prayer. We're praying to them, just like we pray or plead to a judge in court, because the judge is our magistrate, i.e., the definition of God is a magistrate. So we don't elect the president, is my point. We have nothing to do with the election of the president, except that it fools us into thinking, basically. And Baudrillard from Simulacrum and Simulation, the book that The Matrix was based on, he makes a really good point. He says, look, an election in the United States especially is basically the same thing as an assassination. It's not an assassination, but it's a mock assassination, because every 4 years, for 4 years, all the Democrats are going to talk about is replacing or impeaching Donald Trump with one of their candidates. And when that candidate gets in, all the Republicans are going to talk about for the next 4 years are replacing, right? So it's a mock assassination. It gives you a sense of accomplishment. It gives you a sense of participation, as if you actually were responsible for voting. And that's the whole point, is to keep you stupid.
It's the Coliseum, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Big blood sport, right?
Well, thank you for your time, Clint. It's very interesting. A lot of knowledge you're imparting to us. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. My old buddy, Chris, he's now near Las Vegas. Good on you, man. You're not in it, because Las Vegas is a fiction. Hi, Chris.
Correct. Well, hello there, man. It's glad to hear you back on the show here for Deanna today. I had a couple of, I think, salient ideas that you may give some credence to. One, the word term citizen, and that my research and study has revealed to me, comes from the ancient Roman law, Justinian's Code, and from city and denizen. And
yes,
considering that all the people in the city are merchants or merchants, haunted by mercenaries, as it were, in Justinian's world, they are all effectually serfs or slaves of the city, and therefore citizen is a severely diminished capacity in my estimation.
Yes. Page 466 of my book, denizen is a resident.
Yeah.
So, right. So a resident is not in domicile. A resident is there temporarily, and it's defined in William C. Anderson's 1889 dictionary as an alien. So we're all aliens. An alien born who has obtained Regis letters patent to make him a subject. So I'm an alien born, and because I'm born in California on a military base, in my case, that's now closed, I am a foreign, because I'm United States, I'm not in the state, and I'm not born from someone who is in the state, they're a United States citizen, which means they're a foreigner, right? So I'm a letters patent subject. In other words, I'm property. The crown denicizes, parliament consents to naturalization, and this is the important part. A denizen is in a kind of middle state between an alien and a natural-born subject, because natural-born subjects are only in the states, and partakes of both. So you have some state law and some federal law. Federal law always trumps state law in our case, and the states cannot actually defend you or help you or protect you according to law from the federal law, because you're not a private state citizen. He may take lands by purchase or devise, but not by inheritance. In other words, a U.S. citizen, a denizen, has no blood right of inheritance, which is why you need a will, because the will of God is not your right. The bloodline has been broken. You're in attainder, right? Corruption of blood. So you cannot claim blood inheritance. You have to be willed something. A legal document. For the parent has no inheritable blood, is what it says. In the South Carolina, the status seems to have been created by law. So a denizen is something created by law. In other words, it doesn't exist. It's just a fiction. But if you agree that you are that fiction in that fraud, and that the fraudulent leaders are your masters, well, then guess what? Your blood is corrupted, and you're a U.S. citizen.
Well, I can't argue with you there. I think that legalized heavy on the lie part construct is a rather perverse interpretation, although I do note that the etymology, in my estimation, of the word term resident, which I think is a very dangerous word term, race and law, as we know, is the thing. ID, I think, is an abbreviation for identified. ENT, an entity, a dead corporate fictitious entity, a corporate trade nom de guerre, named for war. They commit war against us without our knowledge. And I also,
and the pen is mightier than the sword, ain't it?
The S word, Satan's word, I agree with you strongly. Another aspect I think is salient is that it appears to me that when you vote, as opposed to being a qualified elector that's provided for in the constitutional language, for freeholder men who actually own land as fee simple, absolute, avoidable title, which does still exist. I have two grants of land made patent myself. I'm a steward or a conservator of the lands in ad infinitum and hereditary rights of perpetuity. So that does still exist for those who have the diligence to study and learn about it. But it's
well, I'd appreciate if you'd send me or get in touch with me, and let's talk about that, because that's one of the things I've been studying and still don't fully quite understand, but it's getting there.
Okay, well, I'm glad to help you out if I can. And, you know, we all are working together to free people and be abolitionist if we can, so I'm glad to help out. The aspect that I was trying to get to is that 14th Amendment, small c, federal created citizenship subject to the plenary dictatorial powers of Congress, as it were. It seems to me that whenever you sign up to vote, as opposed to being a qualified elector, you're basically transmitting a proxy vote to some other party agency or representative, if you will. And
in my documentary, I have the governor or someone from the state of North or South Carolina, and she actually says that in the video. She says, when you vote this November, you're actually voting for the electors, not the president of the United States. She says that outright. Hey, Chris, hold on, man. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. We've got a little short segment here, and of course, time, the construct of time is always too quick. I apologize to Davey, probably not get to your call. I'll try to get Tom in here real quick. Chris, any last words, my friend?
They probably have great points to bring, but I thank you so much for your hard work and diligence. God bless you, Mr. Clint.
Thank you, Chris. Like I said, get in touch with me about that information, would you? Everybody has a puzzle piece. Thanks, Chris. All right, let's go to Tom in Utah. Utah? Where are you from, Tom?
Clint, if you'll just look out your north window, you'll see me doing the blowfish on my south window.
Okay.
You know, I'm in Bountiful, just up the road.
Ah, gotcha.
Anyway, I have an answer for why we don't have a patriot movement. It's because of Celebrex, OxyContin, and all of the other opiates that have interfered with peristalsis.
Absolutely, and that's what my movie is actually about. You'd be shocked at how true that statement is, and not just those drugs, but everything that's that breaks the blood-brain barrier, essentially. And that's, you know, not just injections, but pills and patches and everything that... it's amazing. It truly is amazing. We've been destroyed by pharmacopoeia.
Well, you know, I used to be part of that profession or that game. And in the mid-70s, I used to be a drug pusher.
Yeah.
Used to be a drug producer. Used to be a drug, prescriber. But in the mid-70s, I began to feel like that there was a whole spirit change in medicine. Prior to that, when I worked at LDS and Primary and Holy Cross and, you know, a couple of the other... when you're in pharmacy, not pharmacy, but when you're in pathology, you get shipped around a little bit to where their need is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we saw that change from evidence-based medicine to symptom-based treatment.
Yeah, faith-based medicine.
But anyway, since you're acquainted with Latin, the word vaccine is such a cute word.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Vaca.
Okay, break it apart. The first part is vac or vaca, vaca. Okay,
cow.
What is the word scene? C-I-N-E. You have your Latin dictionary right there?
I don't, actually. Hurry, because we're out of time.
Okay, but anyway, when you get a chance, would you please go to gassingamerica.com, go to my phone number. Also, go to meadowsfire.com. It's a little case I'm involved with here with judicial misconduct up in Davis County.
Is there anything, is there any case where there is not judicial misconduct?
I thought I would shock you and tell you there's a judicial misconduct here in Utah.
Well,
I know it's hard to believe.
I don't think there is a judicial conduct, is my point. I think the whole thing's a scam, basically. It's all administrative. There's no courts, no judges. They're not real. They're commercial. They're not actually dealing with law in the traditional sense of the word. But
anyway
I appreciate your call.
Would you go to gassingamerica.com and call me?
Sure.
Please.
Sure,
you know, I was assaulted and blinded in D.C. as a whistleblower.
Oh, yeah, I know your story, man.
Okay,
we're out
good.
Of time, folks. I apologize for not getting my last caller, Davey. Thanks for listening and putting up with my crap today. Deanna will be back next week.
That's not crap.
And,
this is true.
Stay tuned. RBN continues day and night. Take care, folks.
Thanks.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.